We'll just let you check that. Okay, so welcome, and we'll do introductions since we have three people we don't know, well, at least I don't know. You guys want to introduce yourselves? Or are you just shizzing so you don't really care to introduce yourself?
No, I can introduce myself. I didn't know what the order of things were. So I'm Elizabeth Miller. I'm up at 120 Gary Way, and I was coming to give a proposal on another event for us to do next year. Do I do that now, or do I do that later?
We'll go to public comment for that.
Okay.
Me? Oh, I'm Sarah Jensen.
She's on our board, dear.
Yeah.
I did not mean to call you dear.
Tammy's
I am so sorry about that.
Okay.
Please erase that from the record.
It's on the record. Sorry.
Dear works.
I'm Melanie Marshall. I'm the PTA president at Orchard Elementary.
Okay. She's the only one we could get to come. I told her we'd try and do it fast in the beginning so she didn't have to stay. Is that okay?
It's right next. Public comment.
Thank you. No, hers is about 2025.
The 22.
Our 250 America.
Semi-quincentennial.
Semi-quincentennial.
There we go.
Yeah.
Did you all practice that?
Yeah.
We'll just go.
Yeah, we'll put that in on the first upcoming events. Okay, so then we'll go to the public comments, so that's you.
Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Miller. I'm at 120 Gary Way. I wrote up a really quick thing so that I didn't miss anything. So I'm a resident here, but I'm also one of the co-leads for Davis County for a Boulder Way Forward. And I know that North Salt Lake is a partner in that. Last week, Wallet Hub just put out a report for women's equality, and Utah was 50 out of 50.
Like
so,
bad?
What?
Like bottom?
Like bad, like at the bottom. And so I was thinking, like, how do we help the residents of North Salt Lake to feel more included specifically for women? And so I would love maybe next year doing an event similar to your Unity in the Community for women and girls, if we could highlight different resources that are available in the community, you know, maybe have the schools come out, maybe have even like the food pantry come out and say what resources are available through there. Just different things to come and say, hey, here's what's available for us in our neighborhood where we are, to meet people where we are. People don't have to go to Salt Lake City to a big conference to figure that out. It could just be built into that weekly events, like with the food trucks, just a really easy come down the street and learn about what resources are available to help that on the community level. So that's just my idea.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Thank
a girls' night out event.
I think it sounds fun to do a girls' night out at the food truck night. I think would be, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, so
that
would be
a fun night.
Yeah, it'd be like another Unity in the Community
mm-hmm.
type event. So
hmm.
I love it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Well, and if the men or the boys feel like they need one, then they could
do
one for them too.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we
don't
want
to.
We
like,
think about
like, hey, wait,
like
where's ours? Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you want to have things that just kind of like if you need help as a mother or to help you forward as a woman.
Exactly.
Or,
yeah. It's. I'm thinking like girls, women's moms, dog moms. I mean, I don't know when the new dog park's actually opening, but that could be.
So, like, food pantry, community closet, any resources
yeah, anything
to help with
neighborhood related. I mean, I was thinking having it be North Salt Lake focused.
Mm-hmm.
But with them being, like, we're the first city that partnered with Boulder Way Forward. Like, we can lead out on it, I think.
Yeah.
I think that would be really fun.
I was going to say, and even women's resources, like Chief Black is really big in with like the trying to work with the women's shelter. A couple of those things for women. I mean, you really could get a lot of boosts there and, you know, do that. So, I think that's actually an interesting idea, especially when Melissa Ballard was here last meeting. She had talked about like, oh, maybe rather than doing the same Unity and Community groups every year. So like maybe next year you rotate out one of the ones we did this year and do, you know, Unity and Community rather than adding more events, you know, just kind of rotating them
mm-hmm.
in and out, just as a thought.
Hmm.
And in doing something like that, would you be one that would be willing to be kind of the chair over that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the hard part is, you know, people have ideas.
I'm not going to volunteer for it.
Well,
but we do need allies.
It's spas.
For sure. We absolutely need allies.
Well, because we definitely are part of the committee, but then it's nice to have volunteers, other ones that aren't on this committee, but we have others in the community that would help us and,
totally.
And things that, so... That would be great.
Yeah, you could put me down as someone who'd be willing to help.
And let's just also, so we have it on record, let's get your number too, so that we have that.
Sure.
How about off record,
off
but on your paper?
Well, yes, we'll get it on. Can we do that?
I mean, it's in public record.
Yeah,
I don't,
well,
I don't
we can
I'll
we
add
have
it,
it too. But
yes.
Thank you. That's just good information to have.
Yes,
so when
ma'am.
We talk about that going forward, Boulder Way Forward. Mind you,
like
what
it,
is
I
this
like
Boulder
it.
Way Forward thing?
The city became a Boulder Way Forward city last year, similar to about the time we became One Connected Day city. But yeah, it's a partnership with Utah State University and a couple others. But it's kind of focused on women.
Girls and women, and just helping us thrive because, so, I mean, Wallet Hub is just the most recent report that's come out. Where Utah's at the bottom, there's so many different, and one thing I like about Boulder Way Forward is that it is research-backed. It's not just, oh, this feeling that we're feeling left out. It's like actual research that's showing it. They have actual metrics that we're trying to improve across 18 different areas, so it's a huge lift, and so that's why I was thinking if we can do it on the neighborhood level, then we can duplicate that in other areas across Davis County.
Year after year, Utah continues to have high levels of domestic violence, sexual assault, child sexual abuse, and gender-based discrimination, while also ranking as the worst state for women's equality and having low levels of women's leadership representation in nearly all domains, including politics and business.
Wow.
Although the needle has moved slightly in a few years, with its current trajectory, it will take 3 or 4 decades to make notable progress. It is time for Utah to embrace a bolder way forward. When we lift Utah girls and women, we lift all Utahns. That's basically their.
And I know that the Health and Wellness Committee will be happy to help and piggyback with us on this too.
Okay.
So we can definitely use them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cool, okay.
Thank you.
Well, then we'll jump over to the semi-quincentennial.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Yeah, you.
I said it, yeah.
You did it.
So whatever, just so you were able to.
So last month we talked about having the PTA presidents come to see if there's anything you could do within your schools. We're trying to really push the what? So sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
We missed you last month, by the way.
Barely, having a good time. I listened to the notes, or I listened to the notes.
Just to help us celebrate the 250 years of America. Are you guys doing anything in schools for that, do you know?
No, I know my son has a field trip coming up that Bountiful is doing something. They're going to the South Davis Rec Center. But it's like September 18th is this
year. It's Constitution Day. It's going to be their big,
I think that's what they're doing. But
It already started. It's actually kind of from July 5th of 2025 to July 4th of 2026.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the first I've heard of it. We don't have anything planned in our school specifically. I do have a meeting on Friday that I can recruit for whatever.
That's awesome.
Whatever you want to do. I don't know what you guys have planned or what you want to do, if you're going to incorporate it with the 4th of July, the big 4th of July stuff that we do.
Which we will
do
that,
Because, I mean, we love Liberty Fest. We love the Friday, the Saturday before. My kids are always there, so...
So we're trying to do stuff throughout the year, and you came up with a constitution. It's something they do in the schools. Yes, the Great American Award.
Okay.
Where it's fifth graders across the nation. They can, like, they have to memorize the preamble, all the presidents, states and capitals, Gettysburg Address, and something else maybe. And then, I know that at my kids go to Foxborough, there was two kids last year that got it.
Okay.
So, I don't know if every school pushes it as much.
I'll have to check. My daughter was in fifth grade last year, and I didn't hear
about
it. I got a fifth grader this year too, so I can push it a little bit more.
Okay, there you go.
But that's just nationwide.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about it and kind of see if there's someone that wants to kind of lead that and push it a little bit more in our school. I don't know if there's, like, if we want to do it through all the schools and then eventually do some sort of community.
That was kind of our vision, and we were thinking just the preamble, were we not all of it, but we were thinking, like, since it's Constitution Month, and that's, we'd hope to get all of the PTA presidents coming. Thank you so much.
Of course, we appreciate it.
To go with all the schools throughout. And was that all we had for November? We kind of have things, and then maybe some sort of celebration for September 11th. I don't know if the school still does that.
Okay.
A moment of silence or something.
They do, but PTA doesn't do anything with that. But I can talk to the principal and find out what they have planned.
She's a lovely principal.
Yes, I love her principal.
And then was that all we were going to talk about, other than the exercise and the service hours?
I think that was it. Yeah.
Can I interject,
Linda? You
only
can
because
always interject.
I was assigned to go to a meeting. With the state and their whole 250 initiative. So, and I made an extra copy of this one because I knew you were coming. The state has already done a whole, they are trying to get all of the schools throughout the state involved, and they've already got programs. There's a QR code about all the things for K through 12, things that they've got and how schools can participate. Here is the Walk 250 Challenge.
They have one too, just like we.
It was really interesting because I thought, okay, these are things that if the state is already jumping behind, then it would be really awesome to just incorporate
it right
out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
There is a essay writing contest that is for, we missed the elementary school. The winners of the elementary school one, they were winners, could take field trips throughout the country to the Smithsonian.
And we already missed it.
Yes, that deadline was already done, which is interesting. But this, our local congresswomen, are kind of behind this one, and I've got the links for that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So next city council meeting, our amazing council. Mm-hmm. They're going to sign a resolution that will make us basically say we're going to become a Utah
America 250
city. So with that, once we have that resolution signed, there's a few other steps. Part of the becoming the city, part of becoming that is we had to have an official America 250 committee.
Okay.
I asked if it was okay if this, you know, do we have to assign a new committee or can this committee fill that role? And they can't. You guys can't. So you'll be the official 250, America 250 committee. And then there's a few other criteria that we have to do. But then once we do that, we actually get our own logo. You know, I was supposed to create one.
Yeah.
Because they've got the America 250 and then they've got America 250 Utah, and then we'll get one that
says North Salt
Lake. Yeah. So
the city of.
Not
North
the,
Salt.
Just city of.
City of.
So it was actually very enlightening to go to this meeting, but I have an email with a bunch of links. And there's swag we can order and merchandise and bumper stickers and banners and whatever that we can buy to, you know, incentivize.
They've done all our work.
Students
that
or
is,
whatever.
Oh, and I do have the flag from Melissa that was flown over the Capitol on the 24th of July.
Nice.
So we had that for a giveaway.
Okay, that's great.
I still
Let me
miss the cutoff.
Let
me
just see if there was anything else quickly. They are having a big potluck, a country potluck.
On July 5th?
July 5th,
2026. Yes.
I love that.
Because we talked about doing that up at the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So So there is a picnic countrywide.
So their exercise, their walk one.
America's
they have
potluck.
Oh, sorry.
Walk 250, join the challenge. I I started trying to find more information on that, but this was at 4:30 this afternoon, but so I haven't even scanned that yet.
So if they have a way to record that, should we just hop on that and then just highlight in our newsletter those who have done that? And if you could push that in the elementary schools, and then we'd also wanted to do 250 hours of service or 250 items. Do they have anything like that?
Very possibly. It was interesting because he said we have six initiatives that the state is working on, but then I couldn't count six when he was done. So I don't know if that meant that a couple of them are still in the works or not.
I know that they've done in the elementary schools, at recess they had kids walking and they would count
like a walk-a-thon?
Their what are they? Yeah. What, the laps, you
the
know,
laps.
Around the, yeah, and I wonder if that's something that the kids could get on board with.
It was actually enlightening to go to this meeting because I wondered if it had trickled down to the schools at all. So it's interesting. I thought,
I hope
schools have already jumped on top of this.
Not if we miss the date.
No. Yeah. You know, Governor Cox has signed it.
No, it's really good. It tells you, like, it gives you stuff to all trails. It gets you, it tells you, like, how much is a mile? 12 minutes of biking, 45 minutes of recess, 15 minutes of line dancing, or 2,500 steps. And then you can sign up, and then you submit your mileage each time.
Yeah. So
keep
track.
Keeps track.
We were sitting here
trying
to do this ourselves. So.
We're doing a fun run where the kids run laps, so we can incorporate it there.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
In September, and then we have a group, it's called Girl on the Run. Every year, so I don't know if we can incorporate it there also. The essay contest is done, right?
For junior high and high school,
right?
Okay,
the high school students' speech, it goes through November 24th. August begins August 18th to November 24th. What America means to me. And there's more information on Celeste Malloy or Blake Moore's.
And see that if you get on their resumes too in high school.
Yeah, it was the field trip one. It was interesting that Mount Rushmore, the Kennedy Center, the National Monuments, Yellowstone, they had all these field trips that the winners for that could go to for grades 3 through 12. So it was interesting that ended already. But
do you know what the Reflections theme is? Does it happen to have?
I belong.
Okay, so it's not really.
I belong. It's usually very generic.
It's
like
very
last
generic.
Year was.
I was hoping they would do something a little more.
They always take suggestions at the end of the Reflections each year. Well, it's kind of like overlaps a little bit, but kids can put in what they think next year should be.
Wish we'd thought about that.
We also do the MLK speech.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Which is great. You could highlight on that as well. Great Americans.
Yep.
Isn't that the one that they go and do it for the city council?
I have somebody do it. Do it for mine.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, that one was the winner of the. It was a writing. That was through the Utah League of Cities and Towns, which they do also a writing.
Someone did
essay
come and do the.
Yeah, someone did.
My daughter did it two years ago.
She won
the elementary. She went to the city council.
Oh, nice.
And her friend Caleb's older brother, I can't remember what his name is, but they came and did their speech.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Linda, can we chat about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to share whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all the branding guidelines.
That is awesome.
For it. The city council, someone will need to sign the logo use agreement with the resolution. But so anyway, sorry to interject.
Oh my gosh. That is brilliant stuff, Linda.
But you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, so we have some extra things they didn't have, but that's awesome.
Hopefully we can, it says up to $3,000. It looks like most cities that are doing it are getting about $1,500, but. It's better than not getting any money.
Yeah. Okay, so if we want to do the service one as well, we would have to come up with some way of tracking that.
Unless there's something that
is
going to come down
the
pipe. Because that to me, in our city, in our state, seems like a natural thing if you're trying to do 250 of something.
So tracking is literally a Google Doc. That's all it is.
It's a Google Doc.
Perfect.
That's all it is, every single time. You just submit as many as you want. Your name, how much mileage do you submit? and that's it. So, I mean, you could do the exact same thing. Just a Google, I guess, a big Google
form. It's just a spreadsheet.
Like Google Forms.
Someone's
like
done.
A Google Form,
that
yeah.
That one might be easier.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So, thank you for coming and like talking over those things.
Of course.
And then if we come up with things for the school, should we just put it in your group text and hopefully the other
PTA presidents
will? Yeah,
just let us know and we can kind of push it in our schools. And then if we do end up doing something, I can just contact you and we can figure out how.
One more thing we talked about is, remember we talked about having people come in and talk about flag etiquette and all of those
mm-hmm.
things around, well, Flag Day would be wrong. I don't know, Veterans Day or something. Is that something that they might be able to fit us into, or do you have a group of Cub Scouts there? Cub Scouts don't do it, do they? Are they too young to do the flag ceremony?
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I don't
time
remember
from
either.
Boy Scouts still do it.
It was just Boy Scouts.
Yeah, so if you have Boy Scouts.
But unfortunately, they're in school at the same time, so that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Maybe
anyways,
some
stuff
vets.
Like that.
Okay.
So if we just text you, and if you
yeah.
come up with any ideas and let us know, and then I think we'll have a lot of things from the day school gets out till the 4th of July, correct? And we talked about doing things in that period to lead up to Liberty Fest. Did I
well,
just
and
dream
I'm thinking,
about
you know what, if the, like, if the fifth grade at Orchard is going to jump on board and want to do this,
yeah.
it would be awesome if the fifth grade came to City Council and presented to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome that all of them, rather than us two, like
just
Foxborough did it, if the whole class came, you know, that would be, if they'd be willing to do that, that would be.
Yeah, I'll talk to the fifth grade teachers and find out if they have any, if they've already implemented things like this
mm-hmm.
and different things. So, yeah.
That'd be a cool thing, I think.
Yeah.
It seems like how you got like a packet of ideas and all that stuff. Like, what if we created a packet of all the things to give to every single school and say, these are the things that you can do? Because, like, Foxborough,
so
there are 10. There's 10 Girl Scouts out in Ivory's class, like her fourth grade class, right? So that would be a good, maybe they could do a flag etiquette at her school, right? I mean,
so
and, but like maybe they don't have any Girl Scouts, or so that wouldn't be an idea that would fit for your school.
But,
right. but
adults come in and do
you
it
just say, here's an entire like thing of information for you.
So the state has that. I kind of just printed these off the links that they sent me. There's a whole the section for schools.
For schools, okay.
Yeah, so I mean.
But it sounds like they don't
links.
Know, so
I know.
Almost like we need to print it off and take it to
yeah.
them.
Well, or just share the link. I think
oh,
anyone
yeah,
can see the link.
Link.
Yeah.
It's the good old days we used to walk it to them.
I mean,
we
I
just,
still,
sure,
like, I'm still old enough that I still felt better printing these
well,
tonight.
Well, like, the
thank
printing
you.
Thing was like, wow, that's amazing. And if you would have just said, there's lots of links, I would have been like, I don't believe it.
So now
and then you'd be like, yeah, whatever. But then you see the paper and you're like, no,
we
it's
left
legit.
Paper.
I know.
And you're young, so I'm
exactly.
I'm still killing trees.
Yeah, those young people don't want paper. They just want it right here.
Oh, my God.
I'm both.
Yeah.
I like
and,
both.
We also did discuss that for the preamble, everybody's fine. We would love
okay.
to have any
mm-hmm.
adults or kids at any age do that.
Okay.
And then get highlighted in
and do you
way.
Want to do that just for like the month of November or
September
is
Constitution month, so we
okay.
were thinking Tammy.
But September is like next
tomorrow.
Week. Mm-hmm. So I mean and if people are doing that, who it wouldn't really matter if they did it in September if they practiced, but then we did it in November for Veterans Week, Veterans
yeah.
Month or something like that, you know.
Yeah. So an open
great.
Invite to anyone who's
exactly.
come
mm-hmm.
to some, like to a city council
mm-hmm.
meeting.
Just
so
we're just going to do it at this time. That would be whoever wanted to come from age 5
so through
to
November.
85.
Should we say like, or do you want
mm-hmm.
for Veterans Day?
I
or?
Think so.
I think for Veterans Day would be cool.
So November 11th.
What day is your city council?
Yeah. It's always the first and third Tuesday of the month. So
they do have a service. So because September 11th is a National Day of Service, consider making your Service Opportunities America 250 themed throughout the year. Participants and organizers can request an America 250 Utah Certificate of Service. So they have already a Certificate of Service. So if we, yeah, tracked it.
And we talked about that with the city as well. So would we just give them that and have Brian sign it underneath or just
yeah, I'm guessing it's more of a template and we could put our city logo on it once we get the
so
city.
We have the service one as well
okay
and I guess we'll just get you that information and you can put it out in your newsletters or
I'll
talk to your principals or anything. And
I'll talk to my principal and find out if they've already implemented anything. I haven't seen anything yet, but.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it's just awesome.
Okay. Of course.
And if you go to your, like, the group meeting with the others in the region, council, council's first, right?
Yes.
If you can spread that around too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
definitely.
Awesome.
And my sister-in-law's the PTO president at
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Oh, that's
awesome. I'll pass this on to her.
Thank you. So. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your
time. Of course. Thank you.
See.
Remind us your name again.
I'm Melanie Marshall.
Melanie Marshall. Thank you.
Spectrum is coming to do a service project with us at the new dog park.
Oh,
never mind. Ignore me. Pretend
it's
I did not even
his
say that.
His sister's at Wasatch
Beach,
so
okay.
She'll be there too.
Wow, you're
sounding so into it.
Yes, you are. That is awesome.
Really appreciate
it. Thank
Thanks
you
for coming.
Thanks, Melanie.
Put that in our 250 hours ahead of time.
Okay. Before I forget, we at some point, Ken Latham sent out an email. I don't know if you guys got it or not, but we need to propose our events for 2026, which I'm guessing isn't going to change much. So I think we've essentially got the list.
We can pass out the list here. Should I just pass it down?
Yeah.
Let me grab one else here.
Oh, because it needs to go out, so Linda knows. You're Linda. That's what we talked about, because you want to know the dates.
Well,
yes,
I don't think we're...
Well, part of it was more that you guys wanted to review them before we put them in the calendar.
Okay.
So Ken asked us to, this committee, to go through them and make that recommendation to the council.
Okay.
So this was the events that we did this year.
Yes.
Oh, so this is this year.
Yeah, this year.
Okay.
I just listed this year's events.
So we just need to adjust it to
first decide.
May, first weekend of May, I think.
No, we're not even talking dates. This group is, do you want to do these same events? And the dates, location, everything else will plug in if the city council approves those events.
Yeah, so I mean, if the committee wants to go through and look at all the events that they've done this year and make decisions like on different metrics of, was this a good event? Was it not a good event?
Okay.
I think it was a great event, we should keep it, that type of stuff, so. Or we should change and swap this event with that. I mean, we had one suggestion this evening from.
And I do have a suggestion about the back to school. Like, I think that was such a good idea, except it just, I don't know if it was because it was so close to Night Out Against Crime or that we just needed to market it a little bit better or something, but I felt like maybe we just need either more time between the two. I don't know. Just that was one suggestion about that one. But it's still, you're still collecting things at the city, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's one thing about marketing too, is you can do so much pushing it out through the city's website and Instagram, Facebook, and all that stuff. So, but I don't know if we've made any attempts, like you've made attempts to push events through your personal social media things or advertise or handout things. I mean, that's probably something to think about, of ways to make these events more visible.
Meaning our own personal things, right? I do try to, like when I see it, I push it on mine too.
Yeah.
I don't, but that's a great idea. I will.
Invite your friends and family.
Super easy. Linda's done all the work. We'll just have to share it.
Linda, you rock.
Well, but I think also, you know, if you want to put money together or, you know, do yard signs and put on, you know, corners, where we did that once for the 75th anniversary, or
More
banners,
is a great idea.
Or posters in businesses. I just can't do all that myself. So I don't know if with each event, you know, maybe we add someone as a marketing person for that event, or, you know, as you're creating committees to organize each event.
You know, if we did something like that, would it be, have we ever done something where we did like a yard sign that said food truck night, so it was just generic that said food truck night tonight, so that we could pull them and then put them out again, so that it didn't have a specific.
We haven't done that, but we sure could. I mean, I know in years past, because we were doing the food trucks and vendor fair every Monday, mm-hmm. there were banners out there that just said every Monday, mm-hmm. Legacy Park, you know. But we could do that too. We just would have to remember to go pick them up and mm-hmm. put them back out. But
like how Bountiful with their concerts, they say concert in the park.
Because mm-hmm. I see those and they put them yeah. out. There's like several corners. Yeah. And it says tonight.
Yes.
And it doesn't say who it is or what it is. It's just concert in the park mm-hmm. tonight.
I think physical banner signs, posters is still going to be better than only social media or the mm-hmm. e-newsletter. We still just have a huge demographic in our city that doesn't get on social media, that doesn't even get the newsletter. More than half of the city council don't even follow the City of North Salt Lake Facebook page.
What?
So I just think that we need to hit it a little harder because I feel bad every time there's events and we don't get that great of a turnout.
Mm-hmm. And I think the weather on the back to school night was also really icky right up until it started.
That's true.
And so I wasn't sure about it because it was icky right up until it started.
But I like the idea of, maybe some generic.
Oh my, because I think that would be awesome. Because if we were each given maybe 10 signs to put them out on Sunday night, that when people wake up on Monday morning, they're out there. That says, I think that would be, it would be worth a shot to see if it helped get more people there, especially on the east side.
I think it would help.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know
I
know
even my own self, I forget sometimes.
Like you're like, oh, these are the spots every time. Mm-hmm. You're not like worried about yeah. finding them because that's mm-hmm. like, as mm-hmm. you know, lawn signs is that's hard half the battle, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you are like, this is where I always set them, mm-hmm. then the load is not that heavy.
Exactly, I mean, and you're responsible for those, so you know to pick them up and take them down.
Yeah.
That would be really helpful. I just yeah. think that's the best way to still get the word out for mm-hmm. things. That which is why we still do the event signs that are around town. But
mm-hmm. would that be something that we ask you to, or would that be something we look into? I don't want to put any more workload on you, but is that something that we design and we have somebody make those for us?
I'm happy to design them and get them ordered. It's more just like I said, the getting them placed. And
she's not
doing all that.
No, I wouldn't ask her to do that, but yeah. as a committee, and I would be willing to
yeah.
take my share. If we each took a dozen, mm-hmm. and I mean, that's how many of us are there? Six? I mean, that's 72,
make
right?
A huge
that's
difference
the math.
Getting
the
can I put one in front of your yard?
Uh-huh. Can you put them in the city?
Them
since there's a city thing, can you put them in the parking strips then? Because it's not like a campaign.
I would still ask permission.
Like
if you've got friends,
house.
Yeah, and just say, are you okay if I put this out once a month or once every few weeks for a
yeah.
couple of days?
Mm-hmm.
Most people are like, yeah, sure. Plus,
there's probably lots of city property you can put it on too.
Uh-huh.
Roundabout,
yeah.
places like that.
Yeah.
Will you, will you just do that and then just send it to Dallas and Catherine and see and get their, just say.
Yeah. And maybe after we decide which events. I mean, I guess we would need to decide what we want the generic sign to say. I mean,
yeah.
Well, if we were to have a big one, like a really big one, it would be like city event coming up this week.
That's,
check on the website.
Well, that's
something
what
like
we
that.
Have.
But
that's
like
8 feet by 4 feet, and I've got 9 of them.
Yeah, those
around.
Ones.
Big
those
ones,
ones that
up.
Are that are already up. Say the dates. I think these
yeah.
would just
but
be
I mean,
that would
like,
say like food truck night
tonight.
But if we had a bigger one that just said city event coming up, look on the website. Or smaller one that says food trucks tonight or
It's harder when people are driving though to see the whole thing that says
yeah.
that. But if it says
if you put them at intersections
mm-hmm.
and all of them around,
you
people just
like
kind
of
kept their
them together
eye.
At the same
mm-hmm.
time.
Throw cones out in the middle of the street to draw
yeah.
more attention.
Yeah.
And buy it.
What if it's we all pick
we're
a day and we stand
recorded.
There.
I'm not gonna make a joke.
Okay. That's gonna be our 2026 when we're gonna have those.
Okay.
I hate for you guys to put so much effort into events and then not have
mm-hmm.
them well attended. I've been taking it all personally now
mm-hmm.
for a year or two when people don't come, so And you do not take it personally when people not show up. So.
I think it's worth a shot. I really do. I think it's especially, I feel like we get more attendance on the west side because they're in the on the west side. But it would be worth a shot to try to see if we can get anybody from the mid and the east side. It's worth a shot. Why not?
Yeah, thanks.
If I have to stand out there with a sign myself.
I'd just hire that guy that flips them and reads the book.
That reads the book? Yeah.
Everyone knows him.
It works.
He makes really
you know
good
who
money.
He is.
Uh-huh. Where does it work? Where does it stand?
Whoever hires
everywhere.
Him that day.
Oh, so he's like
he works for so many
all
businesses.
He does.
A professional guy that flips signs. Okay.
Okay.
I don't
know how back on track.
Okay, yeah. So back on track. So some of these aren't even ours, so we could skip over.
Only the Easter egg dash is YCC. That one's not going to go away.
So where are these events going to be held now that Hatch Park is not going to be there for a little bit? Are we just going to move them to Legacy or Tunnel Springs?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what will happen?
That's what we
okay.
talked about.
Okay. I figure that's what will happen. They won't go away, but we'll just move the venue.
Right.
No problem.
Yeah.
So definitely want to keep the Kite Festival. Arbor Day tree planting.
Arbor Day will stay. Easter egg hunt will stay. So, really, in fact, I apologize for leaving those on. I took off. I took off all the trails cleanup days. My original list takes up almost the full page, but so this.
So we'll just ask if there are any people against the Kite Festival, and then we'll move on real quick. Okay, good.
That's
a hint. That's a great one.
Yeah. So the Golden Spoke, that's a really easy event. Just setting up the
and it's also
thing
trails.
With
water.
Yeah, the trails.
We're gonna do it the 12 trails. On
sorry,
that
we were editing this at
okay.
4 o'clock, and I didn't
okay,
take
that
one off.
So the Unity and Community Nights. I'd say we keep doing those because they're.
I agree.
No, I think they're good. Do they? So there has been question about the having them individualized or subset or things like that. Do they need to have a title, or can they just be Unity in the Community?
I feel like it's important to say what the event is.
Okay. That was just my question.
Yeah, I guess, because if they think it's the same thing every time, then they'll just stop coming.
Yeah.
Then I do like the idea of the girls' night out. I think that's actually a good one, so that should be a new one that's added.
Should be added?
Well, yeah, because that would be one that we didn't do this year. So it would be one to...
Right.
I don't know if it's a vote.
Or would you want to substitute that one instead of another one?
I feel like because we have citizen chairs for all of the other except for the back to school night, I feel like if we got rid of them, we're getting rid of something the citizens are saying that they want.
Okay. Do we have any nights that don't have a Unity in the Community night that doesn't have any particular? Or does every Monday night have something that is a...
No, there actually are a few.
Then we could just add one in.
We did the vendor fair. The vendor fair this year, we went to just the first Monday in every month and with Unity and Community events. So there were three Mondays, I believe, that we just did the vendor fair and food trucks. So if you wanted to add the Boulder Way Forward to one of those...
Okay.
If that was your recommendation.
Yeah.
And I think that we should...
I guess it's nice that we recruited a chair for that.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think that we should ask Health and Wellness, too, because they wanted to be involved in that. So make sure that they want to be, number one, involved with it, and then a day that works with them as well.
Hmm. Yeah. And I know the vendors say that they do better on the Unity and Community nights.
Yeah.
What did I say? So we'd be helping them as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm right on that, but I'm pretty sure that I talked to them on that.
Okay. So we're just going to group all those Unity in those UICs all together, say they're all...
UIC, I like that.
Yeah.
Liberty Fun Fair Races, I wouldn't say that you'd want to... that's not entirely us anyhow, so we couldn't tax it if we tried.
Linda, I feel like I'm talking a lot tonight. did they talk about in like a meeting that they might shorten the things on Saturday to not be as long?
We did. We okay. talked about ending it everything at noon.
Okay, and that okay. That I think that's a wise
yeah.
thing.
It was more because the volleyball tournament, we had started that later, and so it was really, we were kind of keeping it longer for the volleyball tournament, mm-hmm. but now that we've run that a few years, we can start them simultaneous with the races, and
oh, good.
I think it'll be fine to push okay. it up, so that it gets hot and slows way down, so
okay,
we'll
perfect.
End that at noon.
Good plan.
I just wanted to ask thoughts on this year, the Saturday before the 3rd is actually June 27th, which is quite a ways before July 2nd and 3rd. Do you think that's a problem? I don't know that we have another option, but last year people thought maybe it wasn't as well attended because it was so far away from the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm just actually just curious of your opinions.
See. And we don't want to have it like on the first. It's like too much. I mean, also I guess like people work.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of sucks. It either can be
I know.
Rude.
Work gets in the way. The 4th of July itself is that
Saturday.
Next Saturday. The car show is always the 2nd, and fireworks are always
a long
the
weekend,
third.
Isn't it? 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Yeah, I'm sure. You guys,
yeah, logistically, the 4th in the morning would be horrible because
we're
cleaning up until 2
in the morning.
We'd literally have to leave there to go right
down. I think you'd lose a lot of people, too,
you wouldn't,
because
people
so many
wouldn't come.
Activities on the 4th.
No, it'd be hard for us. Like, logistically, just
yeah.
crazy nightmare.
Yeah, people yeah. still be up late with the fireworks.
Anyone that goes to the fireworks on the west side doesn't get home till like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So they're not
going
to
try
to
go run up.
No.
You know what, I actually think being that far away is actually not a bad idea, because if they're going to go somewhere for the 4th, they're going to plan that anyway, so they'll be around on the 27th.
Yeah.
I mean, logistically speaking.
I mean, that's, like I said, traditionally we've had it the Saturday before
yeah.
July 3rd. So
I think people
yeah.
would still be around. Maybe we might even get a better turnout, because people will plan the next weekend being out of town, maybe. I don't know.
Have we ever considered like a family discount, like if you have more than 2 people in your family sign up or something?
We did for 100 years. We had a family
so
rate, like it was
old.
Just
it's amazing.
It was
almost as old as the country.
For 80 years, yes, there was a family rate. You could all run for $35 with no t-shirts or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we
sure
maybe
does.
Could bring that back. No.
It's hot.
Oh, sorry. I forget this is all
good. It's interesting thought, just because I have so many kids. And so you do start to be like, I mean, do I really want my 5-year-old to run a race? Like, can he not? Can everyone else just do it? And then I feel like if there was a family rate, I would be more inclined, I will say that, to
yeah.
have anyone in my family do
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's better like larger families, yeah.
So,
yeah.
The what we did talk about is going back to just a 5K instead of the last few years we tried doing the 5 mile and the 2 mile, and we are thinking we'll just go back to trying just your basic 5K is maybe more popular, and then doing the free fun run around the field with no shirts and no cost for the kids.
For the kids, okay.
Yeah. So.
And then maybe you could buy a shirt. Like you
yeah.
could, you like if I was a family member and I said, oh, there's $35 for my entire family, I might then buy a shirt. Honestly, I'd be like, oh, but John really wants a shirt.
Yeah.
I could totally be persuaded.
Yeah.
But if I know that I have to pay $15
per person per shirt, yeah.
I don't know. Some people are cheap.
Me. Me, yeah.
Your honesty
I think those are good suggestions that I'll...
No, that's good, because you've got big families, so that's good to know, actually.
Especially, like, over on the west side, that I think that event carries more people
mm-hmm.
over in the Foxborough area.
Yeah.
I think you do have a lot of, like, at least in my little circle of neighborhood, I feel like a lot of people had one kid do it, right? And then they were like, oh, that's it. You know, that's all we're going to do. And then they didn't have their siblings do it. But if it was just a flat rate, you might have a little bit more participation.
I think I'm not opposed to trying that again. And I mean,
and let me just put a plug in for the shirt you did this year, because my wife loves the color, the softness. She wears it all the time.
Which one?
The purple one.
Yeah.
We've had that same style of shirt for 3 years now.
Yeah.
But it was it soft that like,
yeah, it's
the
same,
last two have been
the
turquoise blue and the purple. But yeah.
I don't notice. Yeah,
it's a nice
I
shirt.
Wear them all the time. That's my go-to when I get home
yeah.
from work too.
My wife wears it to bed, so.
Yeah.
The shirts are really cute. Like the ones that you get to when you sign up, they're really cute. Every year they've been so
good.
Cute.
Good.
I don't know who designs them, but they're so cute.
She wasn't
a... I've done some. David's done some. I can't remember which ones we did this year.
I just ordered.
I know.
You do a great job ordering them.
You're the best orderer we've ever met. Yep, that just got recorded.
For the 100 years that we've been doing that, you've been the best.
You should design them with the 250 this year, though.
I am going to. Now that we get our own logo, I'm so
Yay!
Excited.
Sell
100. I mean, I was gonna. I was gonna create one anyway
years.
And use, but now I don't have to plagiarize it. Like I can legitimately get our own logo.
We do not believe in plagiarization.
No, we don't. We
on
would
the
never
record.
Plagiarize
we never.
Anything.
That's why it's not the Autofest or whatever it was.
Festival of Speed.
There you go.
Yep. I already got one cease and desist. Or...
Oops.
Europeans.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Right?
Autofest. That's. Anything else? Back to school, we already said
I
yes on.
Taken off the night out against crime, too.
Arts and.
So you said we are keeping back to school night?
I think it's good. It was our first one, so I think things always get better the second time,
yeah.
You know, because we learn from what we...
I think I think we need more fun things. I think maybe a couple of bounce houses,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some more carnival-type things that I know. I haven't been to the ones in the past. I just helped advertise them, and I know they had a lot more things. I felt like poor Alexis... was kind of doing it on her own. So I think all of these, when you guys, if you're the chair of an activity, it just means you're the chair, but really everybody should be participating in the model.
Well, and it's...
And I don't think we communicated that very well. And we're all
yeah.
new. You're all new, so...
Well, we talked about
really,
this...
I'm not giving you a reprimand.
Oh, I feel reprimanded.
No.
Well, we talked about it in City Council, too, about there's a lot of events because they talked about City Council being there, and there's just a lot. And so maybe if on some of the events we choose, like, a half an hour that each of us go to so that... Because it's hard to go to them for all 3 or 4 hours or whatever that's expected to be there. But, like... sometimes you go and you might not see somebody. I don't know, we don't really have to check in, but it's nice because we were there, but I went to I was there at like 7:30, I think.
Yeah.
And so by that time, a lot of the people have gone, but you know, it is nice to support you because we do appreciate what you do, but we should be there. It's important, I get that.
Yeah, I only ended up taking one picture that night. It's like, oh, this is different from all the other pictures
mm-hmm.
that I did.
I stayed till the mosquitoes got me to where I just could go more very fast.
They
told
the bug spray.
Like they were
that
giving
was...
out free books. It was really quite
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, the books
that.
Are great.
Who, every time we have an event at Legacy Park, we need to remember.
That's right.
Because you can call the Davis
yes.
Mosquito District, and they will come out and do a spray the day before.
Oh.
So
really,
we've got to remember to do
yeah.
that.
We were talking about it last time. It's kind of on my note.
Is it on
to
Monday?
Do.
They
I'm
do spray on Mondays. That area,
that's
though.
Nice.
Yep. We just
they do that.
I don't know if it'll help
too.
A ton, but if it helps even half, like it's worth it.
Yeah,
they were rough.
Yeah,
they were bad that night.
Don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
think we had spray.
So the photo contest.
good.
That's a key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've started advertising it for this year.
Yeah, I just saw it the other day. I've tried to stay off social media, but then I saw it and I was like, oh, there it is.
That's my point. How else should we be advertising the photo contest?
Well, it's a good medium for people who take pictures, but
I know.
Well,
there's a lot of people that are off social media and seeing it.
Yeah.
That's where the struggle really is.
Yeah.
But it's fun for some people that might not ever choose to enter a photo contest that they would like a smaller one
mm-hmm.
and get their picture at City Hall. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, I love the photo contest.
I do too.
I
love to see.
I love every day seeing the photos. And
mm-hmm.
they change every year for the winners get there. We put them on canvas and they're in the hall by the
mm-hmm.
council chambers under lights, you know, and it's kind of fun.
And then you use them for the meetings. Mm-hmm. I think it's really
yeah.
fun.
That's where the yard signs for at the near the schools might get kids' attention
yeah.
to enter.
That would be mm-hmm. really cute.
If they saw those signs.
Keeper.
Oh, yeah.
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 Spectacular. Oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna guess we're gonna keep the spectacular, of course.
For sure.
And then Winter Lights Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, I'd say we keep all the same ones then.
And then just add
the
Girls'
Night. Oh,
Girls'
Night, yeah.
I
would call it
Sabrina.
We don't
want
to
call
it
Girls'
Night.
Yeah,
I mean,
call
it
Sabrina.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Women's Appreciation.
I wouldn't even know what 144 it is.
Yeah. But you're not a woman, so.
True.
But I haven't
but,
heard of
that. Yeah, I was
so.
Say, I don't know if that name would, like, wow, I gotta go
yeah,
to that.
No,
event.
It should be
yeah.
something that.
Yeah.
Maybe Girls
that's,
Night's fine.
I feel like Girls Night Out would be.
That'd be intriguing and why you'd go.
Night Out.
Called Winter Lights Fest.
Night Out Against Boys.
Night Out Against Boys.
After Night Out Against Crime.
I think that will be a very positive thing for Councilmember Baskin.
She, I know she would be, yes. I will tell her about that at the next
so
council.
She
so
she will appreciate
yep.
that, that we'll incorporate that. So
we'll get her to with the microphone of ABBA.
I like it.
Okay.
Karaoke.
She said you got it.
We good on that then?
Meryl Streep.
All right.
Lisa.
So jumping back to the photo contest, it's in full swing.
Yeah.
It's essentially kind of self-running at this point. I tried making a couple of videos, but they ended up about 5 minutes long, so I was like, that's not social media short enough, so.
Yeah, that'd be like 15 seconds.
Sorry, I figured out a way to convey
what's
a message.
Have your kids do
this
it.
Year?
Get a camera, take
250
picture.
Years of patriotic...
Get on social media and see it, everybody. And
I'm going to share it right now because
I don't think I've shared that one.
You bring it up, and I never think to do this stuff. While we're doing that, we have Unity in the Community Latino Heritage.
So that one is her name is Angie De Leon. I'm meeting her with her this
awesome.
Week.
She's great.
To just talk about it, make sure it's
wow,
all good,
awesome.
And she's pretty much got it handled.
So I forwarded you and Mason and Elisa. Maybe I need her contact information.
Okay.
Miller Sports and Entertainment left me a message.
There, yep,
today.
Right there.
Okay.
Face.
That they want, they would like to have a booth or do something for that
okay.
evening.
Perfect.
So I thought maybe one of you could call them and
yeah.
Okay, so how do I do this?
You hit the share button.
That's the
little arrow.
Yeah, but it says share.
Yeah,
specific
really should, like,
yeah. Are you on? What are you on?
Instagram.
Oh, you can't share on Instagram.
Which is too bad.
I thought you were going to make some money.
You could like post it to your story.
Yeah, down on the bottom with the little arrow. You can put on the share to just choose share to your story.
I don't even know if I got all
and
these stuff.
Just
feel bad.
Okay.
Like, I definitely
okay.
get that. But like,
yeah.
That's
like
a
good
cute
job.
Little kid who's like,
okay.
And
then
now
I know.
And
then are you on
Facebook?
Yes.
I
have Facebook.
I
have
for that.
Okay.
So we
feel.
It was, it was much easier when you were sending something to Sarah. Like, okay, I can do that. I just post pictures and like try to stay off so I don't doom scroll myself.
I mean, like,
before you know it's
hours. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying we need another way to advertise, because I think there's a lot of people that I don't want to be on
stations. I don't know if you want the radio station.
Okay, anyway, sorry. So you're talking about Angie. Well, she's good to go. Alexis.
What?
The Latino Heritage is good to go with
Angie.
Yeah, good
to go. Okay.
Yeah. Every city in our park.
Okay.
She's
a
powerhouse.
Because it'll be a Monday, so we'd have to meet like in 2 weeks.
So, I guess if there's anything that staff needs to know or do for that night.
Okay, I am meeting with Angie this week, so I'll send an email if that's okay.
That's fine. Would I would assume. Okay.
Pretty like
the same stuff.
Same stuff. Yeah. The flags. The.
Are they? Are we just gonna do a playlist?
We're hiring a DJ.
Playlist is so good.
The playlist was good, but we're hiring a DJ.
Next time when I do the, I think I'm going to use their playlist. But you're using like a Latino?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course you would do that.
I've got one.
I could have put a Latino
playlist
together.
How do you do that? Did you just ask AI for you?
I did. We used AI.
They told me that that's how you did it. I'm like, I need to get with Linda.
Yeah, and I mean, how many hours was it?
And then we're still adding to it.
Yeah, these guys had a couple of ones they specifically didn't like that we took off.
That's
well,
I asked them that at first. I'm like, this is good music.
It was. I actually there were a few songs that I'd never heard that it recommended, and I'm like, oh, I like this song.
Yeah, it's good.
So
it's a lot of Benson Boone. I love some Benson Boone.
We had to go through the lyrics too and make sure.
Oh, they
even,
were.
Even
were
they said they were
family friendly.
Even though
clean,
it said they were clean,
there was a couple that were not.
I don't. John's like, you might want to take that one off. And I'm like, cool. Listen, I'm like, yeah, I probably should take that one off, even though it said it was the clean version.
Okay, the spooktacular. I don't know what you've done about it. So I got.
I'm so sorry. I did not know. I've never been to the spooktacular, so you're going to have to tell me, Catherine, I need you to do this.
Okay.
So sorry.
Well, no worries. We're okay. So far, I've got Wendy, the witch, the storyteller witch.
I don't think it's Wendy. Is it Amy?
I'd have to check.
Anyway. I think it's the storyteller witch that has us stumped, not the Amy or Wendy.
Whatever.
She's adorable.
She was blushing.
Yes, and the kids just love her.
And then I've contacted Peter about helping us with the race. He hasn't gotten back to me, and that's been several weeks, which is surprising. And Tom or Thomas, I haven't heard back from him yet either. And I emailed one of the PE teachers at Bountiful High about getting some zombies from the track team.
I just think that's the cutest thing in the world.
Never responded, so I called the high school once they were open, and I emailed their track person. Apparently, is not a full time staff member.
I just said we got 1,200 zombies here at the school.
Some preschoolers after that.
So we'll see what happens there. If they can't do it,
that's a fun
we'll
idea.
Go to Woods Cross, see what they'll do, or find somebody who can run. I know. BB's son was in the track team for a while.
Well, a couple of our rec employees that worked with Julie and Kristen, they also ran the 5 mile and were competitive runners.
If all else fails, we can.
Think he came in
well, what about the UC Council?
Yeah. So do you have the cross-country coaches' information now?
Yeah.
Or do they do this? This is their job, and this is what they like to do.
This is new.
I don't know if it's cross-country. I asked for the track.
Oh, they just want to be zombies in the crowd or something?
Zombies, yeah.
But I bet the UC
Council. Well, if not, my niece is on the cross-country.
Because you could also just put them in different sections of the course.
They could be the water. They could give out water or bananas or whatever.
Yeah, they'll say, where are we doing it at?
I thought we were going to do it at Legacy.
We're doing it at Legacy.
How long is it going to be again?
Because someone said if we did it from Wild Rose out to Tunnel Springs back to Wild Rose.
Tunnel Springs to the church on Eagle Ridge and back was a 5K.
Because we talked about going up the loop or something. Eagle,
kind of steep.
Eagle, above the golf course.
Oh, wow.
Eaglewood Loop.
Yes, thank
I
you.
I thought we were going to use the existing one that we had at Legacy.
As a 5K?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's been advertised yet, so whatever.
So what do you guys want to do? I'd probably do it probably off the mountain where it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah, because it's getting kind of chillier.
I feel like...
And maybe not running up the hills.
Spooktacular is famous for being cold.
Do we want to have it in a different place than the other 5K, though? Would the runners enjoy having a different track and in a different portion of the city?
Right.
I think so. We've only done it. Last year we did it from Hatch Park.
Uh huh.
But so that was a different location. But
so I know from
and the 4th of July one was down at Legacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because
you already have a race out there. I'd move it up.
I mean, this is.
I think it'd be interesting to do it up there and
see if the East Siders show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of good to keep us kind of packed in tighter in the park. But. Like I said, walk around. There's a little trail around the park, so they can do that. Their little trigger
fun run.
Yeah, we did years ago. One of the first years we did the trotter treat. It was just around the loop at Tunnel Springs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it have the path
yet? There's a football down at Legacy Park.
It can be a little shorter than 5
It should be done by. Yeah, the
playoffs and all that stuff.
Doesn't
that
end in the first part of October?
It's
close.
Mid-October. So we say Tunnel Springs then?
Yeah, it's close. Depending on playoffs.
So if you want to do Tunnel Springs, I mean, I did rough measure. If you went from the park down Eagle Point Drive to almost about this church.
Mm-hmm.
Around. I don't know, I haven't measured exactly. In
is that
back,
our
that's
church?
5K.
Is that our church?
Yeah. Is that hilly?
There's a little hill.
There's only one little hill right.
That one right there.
Here.
The one on Tunnel Springs by Tunnel
Springs?
No,
it's Eagle
Boulevard.
Other than that, it's pretty flat.
Bountiful Boulevard.
Oh, you're on Bountiful Boulevard.
It would be more hilly to go through the loop.
So you'd have to go past
the loop. Yeah, the loop would, but you have that little bit of a hill kind of between the entrance and the exit of the loop.
Yeah,
and then the rest is
right
pretty
here.
Flat.
There's a hill right here, too.
So this is kind of low-key with families. So.
And they're in costumes.
And in costumes, yeah.
So I know, that's what I was just wondering. Was it a full true 5K last year?
I don't remember what we were.
Peter measured it out, so.
It was a 5K.
It was a 5K.
Well, I
did you have families?
We were
out of town, so I
didn't they had their kids
were
wearing
their costumes.
The kids.
They render a lot
because I really, I mean, that's the idea. We want it to be all ages. We want families to be running, so.
You could just call it a spooktacular race. Doesn't have to have a distance on it. Right? Just run to the end of the street. And back.
Unless there's people that.
Well, we do have the timer, so they are kind of expecting to time themselves and
then
know how
think
far
you're
they
awfully
are.
Fast.
Time. You thought it was a
time. Best time ever.
A PR. A PR.
I don't know. I don't care.
You move to City Hall.
Make him run around City Hall.
Oh, we could do it in the amphitheater right there, right? Is it big enough to hold? I mean, we do Winterfest there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess. We'd just do the 5K on the same route that we did before.
Good.
I guess the one thing was that it seemed like the events were kind of separate.
Yeah, they did.
So.
Yeah, that's true. It was around
the somewhat in the same area. Just about.
Yeah, but I think it still might be a little too separate.
I mean, if you did it out that way.
You just have to have the race finish.
Tunnel Springs or City Hall would be a better
correction
just to keep people pressed together. And
it's true. If you have the finish line and the start line at Tunnel Springs, then that would be fun. It's kind of a fun meeting place at the end.
We do have, there's the track that goes around Tunnel Springs. that could be part of the route.
That's what I'm wondering.
For where they walk around.
That and is,
so for the candy, less is more than.
I'm all about seeing
so they're not so.
They're long ways out there.
Trekking.
You just have Colster stations in a way.
Yep. So start tunnels. Could you run on the golf course if they stayed on the sidewalk? Could that be part of it?
No, they would, I don't think
sure.
They
forget I asked.
Well, because they still may be golfing at that point.
That's a ball.
Yes,
man.
I was being Tyler for a moment.
It's
no.
Driving range dash.
That's a ball to the head is what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because if they're still golfing, that would hurt.
Bring your bike helmet and see if you don't get hit.
Have you seen me golf?
So Tunnel Springs it is?
I think it'd be fun to try it there.
Why not? It'd be fun
tell
to
us
have something
what
new.
Can I do to help?
Maybe you should make assignments for different areas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll think about that. Oh, I did look for the little things we give out, and it took me 5 minutes to remember Oriented Trading, so I finally found those. But
Amazon is easy too.
Oh.
Amazon is actually.
I was thinking
I think
finger,
so
but that turns out not to be the right thing.
Do when did they do a kids run and give away things last
well,
year like they did the year before? Or
the
where
run
did they
was
give those
separate.
Away? And they had like carnival games.
The little walking around the youth city council were giving out the little candies and trinkets and stuff
at the different stations.
Yeah,
because that was the one that Thomas's wife. And Camille and were you out there too? Or over different games?
They had the different games, but I didn't come till the very end.
Was it just Camille and?
Was it Camille and Jeff?
They didn't really have games out on the trail. They had
was
right next to the bathrooms.
The tall
just the
tall dude.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I was just trying to, like I said, I wasn't. I was just trying to remember the assignments. Yeah,
they had the
Peter was
karate guys, and they had their little plastic break things that you punch on.
Yeah, I just didn't see any of that.
They
part
keep
of the
reaching
event.
Out. Both John's World and Valor. John's World. We should since we let Valor perform.
I don't think I have any notes.
See if John's World wants to perform up there.
Is this
one.
The same thing where you buy tickets to run?
It was free.
Like,
We did it free.
It's free. Oh.
We didn't have any
t-shirts.
And then the clock was just there to
you
know when time you pass the clock.
Okay, fine. So if a kid, like, because it's an out and back, if you're like, my kid can only do, you could just go to
about
the hill.
As far as you
wanted
to.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That is kind of nice. Rather than being like out on some loop that you're like,
great.
Where'd they go?
Please send
now.
Of course, I still feel like that's a long ways of if you've got little kids. That's I wonder if there's another way to stay kind of flat but loop it that still stays close to Tunnel Springs without out along Eagle Ridge Boulevard, Bountiful Boulevard.
That
do you think that one exit in and out of Tunnel Springs will be an issue with cars trying to come in as the race begins?
Mm-hmm. That is a problem too.
Because last year we closed that road and it was, or we didn't really close it, but we had that, at least that's for, I don't know, that would be like a lot of congestion of people leaving and people still, because everyone's on time, so they should all be there plenty of time ahead. Never.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just going to be a congestion point.
Yeah.
I look at the kite festival, it's a kind of a cluster right there. But
yeah.
Maybe if they just told them to stay on the sidewalk. And start on that far parking lot, the far north parking lot, and have that closed off for the race, and open it after.
Yeah.
Is it like half as many people that run the Liberty Fest race, or?
It was a good amount last year.
It was a good amount. It wasn't Liberty Fest, yeah.
There might have stuff in 50 or 60.
Yeah,
which, I mean, that's
roughly
a
what
lot. I would think that because that was the first year.
Yeah. I thought it was a decent turnout for the first year.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was more than 50 or 60. I thought it was.
It
could have been.
Second year, we'll probably get more.
Yeah.
I know Bountiful High last year, they did a dead run themselves as like a fundraiser. And so I'm just remembering.
The same
this
idea
now.
With people
same idea,
them?
Like, but you got shirts, but people run in their costumes.
Oh,
and we started at Bountiful High. We went down to like Five Points Mall and up. And they had their kids like cheering people on.
So I just am remembering that now. I don't remember what day it was, but that was something that we went for my niece, and each person was $20. So I was like, I've now given $180 to
for two shirts.
The free public education.
I don't actually have 8 people in my day. I don't know. It felt like a lot. Anyways.
It would be fun to do t-shirts. We did do them. There may be some still in the storage room.
Yeah, we just gave away.
The green ones that had the black face on them.
Oh, cute.
What did they call it, the dead run?
It was a dead run, yeah. So I don't know when they're doing it, if that will change, if they can help as zombies.
You could use the youth city council, though, for that.
I think they would be. I
just
mean, they always
them
help.
On different courses.
They help at all those things anyway.
Well, yeah, they're already doing the little walk around trick-or-treat thing.
Have we asked them yet? Do I need to ask them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not to ask them about the zombie thing, but to have that day free
well,
to
I
help us.
Well, I just figured they would already.
We haven't asked them yet.
Okay, yeah, ask them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What day is it going to be? The 20th.
I can just ask Enos. I'll see him.
Will you?
In a couple days.
Okay, then I won't.
I might be when I book my cruise.
October 25th.
Perfect.
You can't go on a cruise.
Yeah, but together.
Okay.
You're working. Bye now.
Okay, anyways.
Tell us when you think of something, let me know. I would love to help.
Yeah.
Especially since I said I'd help. I would love to help.
That's the day of the cleanup, too.
25th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
All cleanup. So
yeah.
That's gonna
probably affect something.
That is
kind of spooky.
Yeah,
you're going to have a fun run your trash down to the public works.
That's
well,
for
this
us to get guys up there too.
These are nice flat roads out here. This we could run around.
You guys could build a haunted house in the back area there. And
oh, your guys would have fun doing that.
Some of the garbage we collect is pretty scary.
Okay, the 250th anniversary of America in 2026 incorporation into events. Wait, what?
Yeah, we totally took care of that.
Yeah, we
okay,
did.
Okay, well,
other than like throwing it into every event.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah.
That's just
mm-hmm.
what
we're good.
Public Works and public.
Woo!
I don't really have much to report, so other than we're getting close with our dog park down there. So
mm-hmm.
Don't have an opening date yet. We still have work to do, but it's closer. You can cruise down there. We have most of the fence up and the concrete's done. So it's looking like something. That's about it.
We have a date for the ribbon cutting.
Oh,
the
ribbon
the
cutting
Foxborough
at the
Wetlands.
Foxborough Wetlands will be on September 11th.
Oh, that's an easy date to remember.
10 a.m. And we'll one of the grades from Foxborough Elementary, I believe, will get the chance to come have their field trip over and help us cut the ribbon. So
we've already walked on.
What time is
well
it at? Do you know?
What
time do you know?
10 a.m.
Thank you.
See, the trees are on it, so I was pretty excited.
Yeah,
about that.
I say most of the trees should be planted.
And sprinklers
are
running.
Were they?
That's I think nice. It was during the day, so why was that happening?
Because it's
an
new
establishment.
New plantings.
City council updates.
Just a second, I just have to put the wetlands thing in. Well, we talked about the Girls Night Out, which I knew that was going to come about. And the signs of the park look good. The showing what's happening
in
the park.
We need to, they just kind of delivered them there. We're not sure where to put them.
Yeah,
what
they, it's just nice to have something there, though. So
I think so, too. We
yeah.
had a lot of complaints and people thinking we're just closing the park. And so
I said, I wish I had a dollar for everybody that texted me that said, what's happening with the park? But those look really good. And I was going to ask about the back to school, which we already talked about. And is that just going to be, did we decide where, what school is going to be benefiting from that?
I don't think we had.
Okay. Do you want to come to City Council and report to them about what we did with that?
Does she want to, or will she?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to like ask you, or if you want to.
Sure.
Okay.
I just don't know what I would say.
Okay. Well, if you want to let me know, like, what we collected and what school will benefit from that,
okay,
then let me know, then I can report back to them.
Okay.
And the next, I need to deliver my stuff too. So, let's see, the next one is the 2nd, I believe it's the 2nd of September. Yeah, so
okay,
if you can get it to me by then.
Okay.
If you've collected and decided, if not, then we could do it the following one, which would be the 16th, either one.
Okay.
Okay. And other than that, I think that's it. Thanks for all your work.
Okay. Approval of minutes. So, who's got the wording of that?
We could leave the wording.
I don't know.
Well.
Ah, there we go. Because I was drawing a blank. I moved to the Civic Events Committee formally approved the meeting minutes from July 21st, 2025.
Well, you first want to ask if there are any changes or if
anyone has
any comments or questions.
I second when you're done.
Any comments? All right. And then I'll move that we sustain and move the 4 aforementioned approval of the meeting minutes.
Aye.
Yeah, I think we all say
aye.
Yeah,
I look at you.
Any nays?
You're not going to say.
All right. So our next meeting will be
September 23rd.
September 23rd.
That's not after.
Yeah, it's Rosh Hashanah. So bring your Rosh Hashanah stuff.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you first tell us about it?
Sounds good.
We use science.
Our events should know what the event is.
That's true.
I think it's
there anything that we need to include on the agenda for that?
Yeah, I'll be
here alone. No?
Yeah.
I guess we'll just set it out and figure it out then.
Probably Winter Lights Fest
needs
to start
talking
about.
You know how you...
Yeah. So we're not... We've been supposed to be
like
signing that then?
Yeah, how long have you been the chair?
4. I've never signed it.
Okay. And then I'll start the contract, right?
Yeah.
And then just put it into a place to
You need to work on that.
We're
improving
our
abilities.
Okay.
Like how is
that's exactly what.
And it's record time on some of our meetings. We'll adjourn then.
Awesome. Good to have you back.
Keep us on.